Now we come here to this second message that begins here in verse 6. And this, by the way, is a message in which God makes a charge against them of backsliding during now the reign of Josiah. And Josiah was a good king. Now, the word backsliding is mentioned 7 times in this chapter. And that's more than half of the number in the entire book. And Jeremiah has more mention of backsliding than the rest of the Bible put together. He and Hosea are the ones who use the term. Now, you will find here that backsliding means something a little bit different than we think that it does. Backsliding to us actually means to slide backwards. Isn't that what backsliding is? Yes, but this is the way that it works out, and you see the vivid picture of it. When God said to Israel through Hosea, he said, Ephraim is a backsliding heifer. Now, if you've never had the privilege of loading calves into a truck, in my day it was a wagon, and I remember as a boy that lived next door to us in southern Oklahoma, a rancher. He had 2 sons, and they were the meanest boys, and I ran with them. I was a good boy, of course, but I ran with them, and we'd go out the ranch sometimes and help load up these heifers and little bulls, too, by the way. Now, backsliding is this. You know, you would try to get the little old fella in the wagon. You know what he would do? He'd put down his front feet, make him stiff as he could be, and he'd brace himself so you couldn't move him up. And when you tempt him to move up the ramp to get him in the wagon, when he put those legs down, he just starts slipping backwards. That's backsliding. That's what it means in the Bible. That means to refuse to go God's way. It's refuse to listen to him. And when we do the thing that little animal did, that little heifer did, putting down our front feet, and I tell you, making them stiff, and as a result, instead of going up, they go backwards. And when you and I refuse to do what God wants us to do and we rebel against him, that's backsliding, because what happens? You'll start moving backwards every time. You get farther and farther away from God. Now, notice what he says here to them. Verse 6, the Lord said also unto me in the days of Josiah the king, hast thou seen that which backsliding Israel hath done? She's gone up upon every high mountain, under every green tree, and there hath played the harlot. God says to this nation, take a lesson from Israel. Now, Israel's gone into captivity. But notice what they did. They did exactly what you did. And Ephraim was a backsliding heifer. I tried to get them to return to me, and they would not return to me. And as a result, they're in captivity. Let that be a lesson to you. Now, God said back here in verse 1, you remember, God says, yet return again to me, saith the Lord. Now, God says, though you played the harlot, you belong to me and you played the harlot, yet God says, if you come back to me, I'll receive you. And that's the reason that any prodigal son or any prodigal daughter or any prodigal family or any prodigal church or any prodigal nation can always come back to God. He won't punish him if you come back. In fact, he'll receive you. The prodigal son, he didn't get any kicks when he got home. He got those in the far country. He got kisses. And he nearly starved to death in the far country, but they made a banquet for him, the father did, when he came home. Now he says here, that should be a lesson to you. They went into idolatry. I sent them into captivity.